Open your Bible in Acts chapter 15, verses 13 to 21. Ito po yung pagkakataon kung paano si James, who was the pastor ng Jerusalem Church, ay nagsalita na ano ang desisyon natin with regard doon sa problema na nilang pinag-uusapan. Nakita natin kanina sa scripture reading na may mga false teachers na nag-i-enforce ng keeping of the law para sa salvation ng mga Gentiles. At dito makita natin kung paano si Simeon or si Peter nagbigay ng testimony paano ang Gentiles ay tinanggap ang Panginoon in the person of Cornelius and his house. At dito si James, si Pastor James, ay magbibigay ng ano yung sentence niya with regards to this matter. Kaya nga babasahin natin po ang Acts 13, verse 21. Ako po yung babasa ng 13 to 16, kayo po yung 17 hanggang 21. Merry Christmas na tayong dati tumayo sa paggalang ng salita ng Panginoon. Ako po yung babasa ng 13 to 17, then kayo po, 13 to 16, kayo po ang 17 to 21. Acts chapter 15, verse 13, the Bible says, "And after they had held their peace, James answered, saying, Men and brethren, hearken unto me. Simeon had declared how God at the first did visit the Gentiles to take out of them a people for his name, and to disagree the words of the prophets as it is written, And after this I will return and will build again the tabernacle of David, which is fallen down, and I will build again the ruins thereof, and I will set it up.
That the residue of men might seek after the Lord, and all the Gentiles upon whom my name is called, say the Lord, who doeth all these things. Known unto God are all his works from the beginning of the world. Wherefore my sentence is, that we trouble not them which from among the Gentiles are turned to God, but that we write unto them, that they abstain from pollutions of idols, and from fornication, and from things strangled, and from blood. For Moses of old time hath in every city them that preach him, being read in synagogues every Sabbath day."
Salamat po. You may be seated.